Even though.
Even though.
I do want to heal it all.
I do want to heal it all.
I want to get it right.
I want to get it right.
And the funny thing is?
The funny thing is?
There is no right.
There is no right.
There's no confined.
There's no confined.
Right.
Right.
Because everything's always shifting.
Because everything is always shifting.
Changing.
And people?
Are all different. And their needs?
Their
desires?
Their
perceptions?
Perceptions.
Are like a moving target.
Are like a moving target.
I cannot
heal anyone.
Other than myself. I cannot give. Peace. Fairness. Light. To another. Unless they choose to receive it. I'm seeking
to trust myself.
I'm seeking to know all of my memories.
All of my experience.
Allow me to choose wholeness.
Wholeness
means that there is nothing I have to give.
In the exact right way.
To truly love.
To create
a positive experience.
For people in my life.
Nope. Gotta take the responsibility.
Gotta
fall back into the blame.
Gotta take it all on me.
The burden of responsibility.
And all the ways I feel it.
I'm seeking to release that now.
And release my children from that now.
I'm desiring
a new level of wholeness.
Where I take so much responsibility.
I take so much responsibility
for who I am,
for what I say,
what I think,
what I feel,
that I can witness
someone else,
even my child,
in their own human experience,
and only see,
only feel,
only know
positive expectations.
I cannot disappoint my child.
As long as I am focused
on being
true to me.
I cannot disappoint myself
in other relationships.
With family,
with children,
with friends,
with colleagues,
when I am owning
responsibility
for who I am,
authentically,
with myself.
I am seeking
this new level of freedom,
where I cannot disappoint another,
and they cannot disappoint me.
And it goes against everything I've been taught.
Because we have been taught
to feel shame,
to feel guilt,
so that we might
participate
in a productive environment,
so that we might
create survival
of the clan,
of the society,
and yet everything is changing.
And the better I feel about me,
the smarter,
the kinder,
I am.
I choose
to no longer teach,
or perceive that I am teaching,
through guilt,
mine or theirs,
through shame,
mine or theirs,
or even our ancestors.
I'm seeking
to resonate
at a new level,
so that I might choose.
Even in witnessing
someone else's experience,
only positive expectations.
It is not fair to be human.
It's frightening.
It's a struggle.
It's confusing.
It's complicated.
It's a hard thing
to be in a human experience. And I'm seeking
to trust it anyway.
To see others.
In whatever they're in.
In whatever circumstances.
Are part of their life journey.
And hold within me.
Such a high level.
Of truth.
And self-acceptance.
And self-responsibility.
That I can witness.
Provide guidance.
When requested.
Provide compassion.
And light.
And comfort.
When requested.
And trust.
That of course.
I am enough.
I am.
Enough.
Okay, big breath.
That does get easier too.
And the one book that I recommend a lot, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, most people have heard of it. That book, when I first started reading it, it was about 13 years ago. And it took me 2 years. I'd just read a few pages every day, like in the bathroom. That was the only place I got where I could just like read a few pages. I did child care at home. And it took me like 2 years of just reading pages and rereading pages because I'd never known anybody responsible for their own emotions and reactions. That just was not in my reality. And of course, that's what I wanted to create once I found out you could do that. You know, I grew up with my father saying, "That's just the way I am." You know, whack! And it just never occurred to me that in the human experience, I could feel things but choose my reaction instead of be ruled by this emotion. And so in reading that book, I will have to say, and I am a bookaholic. I have many teachers, many books that I love and live by. But that one book I give credit to for giving me a wonderful family life. Great success as a parent, as a wife. Seven Habits. So I highly recommend it. And in that, it did give me a different way to experience my children and separate a little bit from the responsibility. Because you know what? They're supposed to make mistakes. And they're supposed to get their hearts broken and be here for the full human experience. And the she-bear in me wants to protect everything.